The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Shalom, shalom, Rolien. How are you this afternoon?
Well, if you're talking shalom, shalom, I have to reply with salam, salam, because it has been another day packed with incredible moments, historical firsts, and all in the name of peace.
Okay, wonderful. Can't wait to hear. Over to you.
Okay, so let's take a look at what has happened today. Today, Israel, not only did we welcome some rain in Jerusalem that wasn't predicted by the weather predictors, and I think while it's raining, peace may it continue to rain, water and blessings on this country. You know, we are in the desert, so we really appreciate all the help that we can get. But landing this morning in Tel Aviv was a flight from the UAE with the first official delegation on board. This is very, very important because this historic trilateral meeting, which was between Israel, the UAE, and the United States, it has been instrumental in making sure brokering the peace between us and the UAE and Bahrain were present. So we had, amongst others, U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, as well as very, very high-level Emiratis, including the Minister of State for Financial Affairs, Obaid Humaid Al-Tayyeh, and other high-level officials who really signed into effect today. This was what you could probably call a Tachlis meeting that would sign into effect the ordinances and the go-ahead to start doing important things like business, cooperation in science, technology, civil aviation. As I mentioned, I think it was yesterday, we'll be having 28 direct flights per week. Israelis will also be visa exempt from the UAE. This is very important. This is the first Arab country to do that. This also is a significant boost for business, for tourism, for people-to-people contact. We've welcomed the first shipment, and we now know what was on board, everybody: washing machines. This is important because it's going to significantly lower the cost of good and cost of living, because it's very expensive to bring these kind of things into Israel. But very, very, very significantly was the fact that signed in today was a formal request from the UAE to open up an embassy as soon as possible in Israel. The embassy will be opened in Tel Aviv. So before everybody has a collective raising of the blood pressure, we have to look at it in the context that this is all taking place. We will be opening an embassy in Abu Dhabi. That's the capital of the UAE. They will be opening an embassy in Tel Aviv. And I think we need to understand and look at the big picture here, that while this is going on, this has impacted on relations between the UAE and the Palestinians. Palestinians quoted as calling the delegation today absolutely shameful, and a private delegation of Emiratis who were touring, amongst other places, the Temple Mount, were subjected yesterday to some horrible verbal abuse by Palestinians on the Temple Mount. But we are very, very excited with these agreements. To quote Prime Minister Netanyahu, he said, we are all sons of Abraham, and he would be very, very proud. This is a glorious day of peace. So we have four agreements that were signed. The one is on investment protection. This will be an agreement between the two governments on the protection of investments. Very, very important. Signed by our finance minister, Yisrael Katz, and Obaid Humaid Al-Tayyeh. A memorandum of agreement on science and technology. And this will be cooperation. This was also signed between our science and technology minister Yitzhak Shai and the UAE Minister of State for Financial Affairs. Another on the issue of aviation, which was signed with Miri Regev, our Transportation and Road Safety Minister, and the Minister of Economy, Abdullah bin Tuk Al-Mari. It takes a lot to remember all these names, Simon. And the agreement on visa exemptions, which was signed by the Minister of Interior, Ariel Mahlouf Deri, and Omar Kobash from the UAE. So very, very historical day, and the big prize, which is the opening of embassies. So yeah, peace continues to flourish and continues to take wing right here in the Middle East. And we're looking to see if we may Sudanly have another peace agreement. That looks like it could quite possibly be on the cards.
Rolene, you don't know it, but yesterday I had the absolute honor of interviewing an Israeli, Eyal Biram, I think his name was. He is the CEO of an organization called Israel Is. And at the same time, I spoke to the head of the Emirati Youth Council. They were both on the line at the same time. And it was one of the more remarkable experiences that I have ever had. And what I wanted to tell you is that it was so palpably obvious that this was real. This was people-to-people relationships, not coming top-down, but bottom-up. And I'm hearing it again from you today. What is it that the Emiratis are pushing for diplomatic relations, not even the Israelis?
Well, I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to throw another one in the mix. I was very privileged yesterday to hear from Faisal from Saudi Arabia, who has said that there are many, many young Saudis. They want to make contact with Israelis. They're very wow. curious. They want to ask questions. They want Israelis to ask them questions. He would like to facilitate a discussion like this, saying, you know, this is where it happens. He says, when we start talking to each other as individuals, and we start interacting, and we know from the recent poll that was conducted, nearly 80% of Saudis are in favor of this. We also understand the position that the Saudi king and Saudi officials are in. You know, for them, they want any kind of normalization to be contingent on peace or negotiations between sure. Israel and the Palestinians. But, you know, as we have just said, when the groundswell comes from the people upwards, then, you know, we have to listen to them. And he says, and I'm going to quote from young Faisal, he says, the problem in the past has been lack of knowledge, lack of imagination, lack of confidence. He says, but however, I strive to fill this gap with knowledge, civil dialogue, diplomatic, realistic, optimistic, under the umbrella of love and peace.
Wow. So maybe if you're feeling up to it, you'll send me his details and we'll interview him here on 101.9 Chai FM. Hachamor weighing in, I think you may have answered this question already, saying, what does Rolene think will be the next to recognize Israel?
Chachamor, if I'm playing normalization bingo, and I am, I'm going to say that we're probably going to look at the Sudan next.
Yeah. I thought that's what you were going to say. Saab Erekat, is he doing well?
Saeb Erekat, contrary to premature fake news yesterday, well, I won't say he's doing well. He is still alive. He is still in Hadassah Hospital. He is still on a ventilator. He is still in a coma. And, you know, I really want to encourage people who are listening, don't just check Twitter for breaking news. Go straight to the sources, straight to the newspapers, and check multiple sources. You know, it's absolutely imperative in today's day and age, where there's such a push to, you know, for people to out-scoop each other or to get the information out. I know it was released by Al Arabiya English yesterday, and as soon as it was released, it was taken down. But, you know, the horse had already bolted. But we do have it on good authority that Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Erekat is still in Hadassah Hospital. He is still alive, albeit in extremely critical condition.
Well, the man has had a lung transplant, so that would make him absolutely a, you know, a COVID candidate of note. I wish him well, but he's certainly high risk. Rolene Marks, it is 5:30. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. Maybe before the end of the week, we will get to talk about the World Zionist Congress.
That would be great. Have a good one, everybody. God bless.
Cheers, Rolene, and thank you as always.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.